chapter 12. Verse 1. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Verse 2. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Verse 3. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. Verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. Verse 5. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Verse 6. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Verse 7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Verse 8. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. Verse 9. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. Verse 10. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Verse 11. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. Verse 12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Verse 14. Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? Verse 15. Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Verse 16. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. Verse 17. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Verse 18. Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods." Verse 19. And I'll say to myself, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink and be merry." Verse 20. But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Verse 21. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Verse 22. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Verse 23. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Verse 24. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap, they have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Verse 25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Verse 26. Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Verse 27. Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Verse 28. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 29. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. Verse 30. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. Verse 31. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Verse 33. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. Verse 34. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Verse 35. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning. Verse 36. Like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks they can immediately open the door for him. Verse 37. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. Verse 38. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. Verse 39. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. Verse 40. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Verse 42. Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? Verse 43. It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Verse 44. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Verse 45. But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and he then begins to beat the men servants and maid servants and to eat and drink and get drunk. Verse 46. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. Verse 47. That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. Verse 48. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Verse 49. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Verse 50. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Verse 51. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. Verse 52. From now on there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. Verse 53. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Verse 54. When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, it's going to rain, and it does. Verse 55. And when the south wind blows, you say, it's going to be hot, and it is. Verse 56. Hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Verse 57. Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? Verse 58. As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled to him on the way, or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. Verse 59. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.